Hi, everyone. How's it going? So I've just woken up, and I'm well aware of Stop Gamergate 2014. You have nothing to fear from this hashtag. They can't do anything. All they can do is have a bunch of people cry and scream and beg that you will just stop, give up, and go home. I think that if there's one thing we've learned from Gamergate at this point, it's that we're not going to give up and go home. Let me show you something. This is the timeline of hashtag Gamergate since the 15th of September. A month. Gamergate has just reached 100,000 tweets in a day. Stop Gamergate has been going for 5 days now, 2 days now, and it's only just got to 40,000. I mean, I don't know how up to date these analytics are, so we'll see tomorrow. But they had 42,000 tweets in a day. Gamergate got 100,000 tweets in a day. It's not as big as it looks. Especially when we compare it to, say, what was that, Shifahi? That's probably gone now, I guess. No, he for she, wasn't it? Fucking hell. See, this is how this sort of trend is going to go. This is how their Stop Gamergate is going to go. There'll be a spike, and then it'll disappear to nothing. Because ultimately, these people are not capable of a sustained campaign. The only reason that this sort of thing has happened is absolute fear. I cannot believe that this hasn't been orchestrated by the enemies of Gamergate. They're afraid. They're afraid because you're right. They're afraid because this isn't going to end. This is just growing. But we need to make sure that we have the public perception to whatever degree that we can have it. So here's my advice. Stop Gamergate 2014. Okay, let's see what they're saying. Let's actually find one that is actually saying something that's not nonsense.
You have nothing to fear from this hashtag.
Fuck's sake. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. Right. Okay, so I'm trying to find something that's actually sensible. Okay, because anything that starts with the harassment of women is always about the harassment of women. So what I'm going to do is say to David Bradley about the harassment of gamers. And then I'm going to add some evidence because I've prepared for this sort of thing. And you can too. There's no hurry. What did I do with that image? There we go. 10 articles on ending gamers. That's a completely reasonable argument in my opinion. I'm obviously not harassing him. I'm obviously not insulting him. And he has something he has to respond to. And now I'm going to leave him alone. And I think everyone else should leave him alone because I'm dealing with this guy. Any notifications from him, I'll get. What we have to do is split up and engage individuals as individuals. If you see someone else engaging someone, don't do it. You don't need to. Because we don't want to cybermob them. We don't want to run them out of the hashtag. We want them to understand why we're doing what we're doing. So let's do a couple more of these just to really get the gist, because we have to engage this, because we can't leave the field to them. Not that I think this is going to last, but again, if we just handle this well, the enemy will have given us another great victory, because they have no idea what they're doing. They're using bots to push this up. Bots probably sent it in Malaysia from the looks of it. And we really can't lose our heads. That's the thing. We've got to remain calm. Nothing's going to happen. Their win condition is when you stop talking about Gamergate. That's how they win. That's why they are trying to stop you from talking about Gamergate. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Deny them anything they ask for. That's the tactic. Oh, sorry, Vivian's already got this one. I think I think one thing to remember is to not mock. I'm saying don't mock people. I like mocking people as much as anyone, but if we mock the people we're trying to talk to, we're never going to change their minds. And at this point, we want hearts and minds. The anti-Gamergate people are trying shock and awe to try and cow you. But we don't need to operate like that. And we don't need to operate like that is... Well, the reason we don't need to operate like that is because we have the truth on our side. All they will ever be able to do is sow poison seeds and reap the poison fruit that grows from them. We don't need to do anything else. We don't need to do anything wrong, and we don't really need to do anything particularly different. All this is... Are people... Nice one, Alice. All this is more people than we would normally have. But that's fine. Because as we can see from the analytics, we're more than them. They're not getting the daily traffic we're getting. Ultimately, what this is black propaganda. And the means never justify the ends. And the means themselves are despicable. So anyone who doesn't have any investment in this is just going to be like, why are they doing that? That's wrong to do. Just going to get the chat up again.
The analytics. We're more than them.
Right. If you guys, I'd like to hear from you guys. The term is just the term, I'm afraid. So I want to hear from you guys what's been going on from what you've seen, what's happened. You know, I've just woken up and seen Mundane Matt's video, and I can completely understand why he's angry. I can completely understand. And I completely understand why everyone would be angry, but there's no reason to get your panties in a knot, because we're on the side with truth. Sargon, there is an hourly Twitter trend site. It shows Stop Gamergate 2014 is declining sharply. Well, I'm not surprised. Like anything, this is going to be a flash in the pan. Are we going to go anywhere? Of course we're not. Yeah, I've seen that some of the bots are spamming ISIS stuff as well as the Stop Gamergate 2014. That's something that I think maybe we should probably spam onto the hashtag StopGamergate 2014. Why is Stop Gamergate 2014 associated with ISIS? I'm in fact going to do that now. Sorry about that. Right. Don't report the ISIS bots. Let them keep going. Let them keep going. My God, I can't tell you how happy I am that they're using ISIS promoting bots to spam their stupid hashtag. That's retarded. Why would you, of all the things, I mean, if they had any sense, they would get these ISIS bots to spam Gamergate hashtag. But they're fools, so, you know, let them go at it. Now, what website shows hourly trends, guys. Yeah, the ISIS bots really are pure gold. It's going to help us, not them. They're such morons. Mr. Reich said exactly. Like Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. And all these people can do is make mistakes. It might be worth reaching out to people like Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Do we think they're going to side with the social justice warriors?
They're not getting the daily traffic, will
you? I'd be surprised. I'd be very surprised. It might be worth speaking to Rockstar as well. I do have a beard in real life, yeah. But not quite as long as Sargon's one. Might be worth talking to Rockstar. These people are clearly not going to be on the side of the anti-Gamergate, are they? So, might be worth talking to them. But again, as with anything, if you see someone else doing it, you don't need to do it. So, you can focus your efforts elsewhere. But remember, there's nothing to be afraid of with this. There's no need for anyone to get angry or lose their shit. And I know people are. And I don't blame them, you know. I really, really don't blame them. It's just these people are just trying to get you to stop talking. Are you going to be silenced by these people? I'm personally not. And all the black propaganda they can throw at me is not going to stop anything. Because ultimately these people are liars. I'm going to promote this Twitter thing as well, the thunderclap thing. Did I do that right? Shit. That's fine. Right. So yeah, guys, sign up to this thunderclap. Hourly trends. Thanks very much. I appreciate that, guys. Right, what's that? How is it looking? Wow, that really is dying off quickly. I guess all that paid promotion from the bots really doesn't buy you all that much, does it? So what, they got about 8 hours of paid promotion out of that? This is what I mean. Flash in the pan. Really didn't go on for all that much. Thunderclap's the same name as the shit I did. Yeah, it looks like they did pay for only an hour of the bots, doesn't it? So yeah, basically, don't be afraid. Don't be worried. These people us. They just can't do anything. This is why they're asking for us to stop. Stop Gamergate 2014. They're just asking people to stop doing what they want. The enemy asks for something. What are we going to give them? Nothing. They're not getting shit from me. I strongly recommend you don't give them shit either. I tell you, I'm loving the chat. Yeah, MS Paint, all right? I am a pro. I'm a professional copier and paster into MS Paint. That's how I do all of my stuff, which is why my videos look like shit. Right, I'm gonna see who's around and who wants to get in on the stream, because they've probably got a few things they want to say. Sorry about this. Where the hell? This is more pathetic than the guy who hires a hooker to go with him to the high school prom. Hey, that hooker cost a fucking fortune, I'll have you know. And I couldn't afford the happy ending. Ooh, Hollywood actors looking for brownie points and back pats. Oh, David Foster. Castrate Gamergate degenerates. Jesus. Christ, man. Who calls for the mutilation of anyone? Yeah, I'm just tweeting. Sorry about this, guys. Right, so I can't really think of anything else to say. These people, this is just a flash in the pan, as everything they do is. And there's really nothing to worry about. There's really nothing to worry about. And I know a lot of people have been quite angry and quite worried. And I can tell the people in the chat, you guys aren't, which is good. So this isn't really to you. This is the people who will listen to this afterwards. So yeah, it's one of those things. It's just they seem to be flailing. They seem to be absolutely flailing and will happily do anything. I don't really see what they think is going to happen. Their win condition is when you stop talking. So don't stop talking. But I think another thing, good thing would be to do is just screen grab any of these. If Joss Whedon had chimed in, maybe it's time to castrate these Gamergate degenerates. Screen grab it, tweet it, put it on the Stop Gamergate hashtag, along with a message something like, people who support Stop Gamergate are monsters, or something like that. Because seriously, Jesus Christ, you know. They have no idea that when you say something awful, that makes you awful. Yeah, they... Yeah, I'm looking forward to Turtle Biscuit getting back on his feet. The guy's a legend, and he's especially good at talking to people on the outside. So yeah. But remember, we've got to be calm and rational. There's no flying off the handle for us. That won't help. There can't be any. Won't help. Honestly, and mocking the people doing it possibly isn't the best thing as well. I'm not going to personally be doing that, and I don't think I'd recommend it. But don't be afraid to engage with the people on Stop Gamergate. Just, you can literally just, I mean, if I've seen tweets saying, oh my God, this is a right-wing conspiracy or whatever, you can just send them the Political Compass screen grab and say, it's weird because it's very left-leaning libertarians, isn't it? So weird that you'd think that these people were right-wing, but, you know. Just force them, just give them the evidence. Force them to have to justify their position because then they look stupid. Sorry, excuse me while I just tweet Joss Whedon and ask him if he's pro-castration. Sorry, I'll try not to hum down the microphone while I'm sending things as well. And just ask them if they're supportive of hurting people. TB and Boogie are being slammed on NeoGAF. Fucking NeoGAF, honestly. Fuck's sake, sorry, I live in the ghetto. yeah, I don't care what NeoGAF says either. Yeah, keep sending polite emails to the advertisers, because, I mean, I bet that's crushing Gama Sutra. I mean, how many advertisers have pulled out from them now? 2, 3? How gutting would that be? Well, that would be, you know. Emery, you're right. He says, Sargon, they are baby apparatchniks. They love the idea of hurting people and would want a medal for doing so. They're sociopaths at best and psychopaths at worst. These people don't seem to have any compunction for hurting others at all. They have no problem with it at all, which really bothers me. What sick fucks. But there's no need to get angry about it. Right, okay, let's see what other wonderful Stop Gamergate things that we've got. Because there's I just want to see the crazy. Hey, camera lady's doing a sterling job on this hashtag, by the way. So is Internet Aristocrat. Mara Wilson. Stop Gamergate 2014 because I am scared to tweet this. I don't know who she is, but you overcame your fear. You've grown as a person, Mara. I'm impressed. I'm just going to... I'll share my screen. What am I doing? I'm just going to... Just send Mara a nice quick tweet saying, hey, Mara, I'm scared to tweet on Gamergate. I'm terrified of tweeting on Gamergate because, you know, someone might mutilate me. Oh, Arthur G's. Jai's G's. Because the people that make all the genre media you consume think you're acting like monsters. I don't take advice from man-haters, Arthur. But I don't think you speak for the Debs. But, right, I think I'm going to call an end to the stream there, just because I just wanted to have a bit of a chat with you guys and let you know what my thoughts are. We don't need to worry about this. We're not going anywhere, are we? I'm not going anywhere. I'm sure you're not going anywhere. And these people, they're always going somewhere. You know, they are just laissez-faire Twitter users. Don't be afraid of them.